telling you about another great location that is offering you an opportunity for some freebies to introduce you to the place. And it's all about what Mike Fallahy has worked out with us from Mary Grove Awning. I actually think, I have no authorization to say this, but I actually think they should say Mary Grove Awning and so much more. But that's another story. We have a round town with Mary Grove, and that means Dana Clark is here and a very special guest. Dana?
That's right. This morning we have Mr. Steve Pilon. He's the owner. He's also a chef by trade of the Wooden Spoon, located on West Grand River in Brighton. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, guys. Thanks so much for having me this morning.
Well, we're very happy to have you and tell our WJR listeners about the Wooden Spoon as you get ready to celebrate, if I'm not mistaken, your 10th anniversary coming up in July.
Yes, sir, Paul. July, we will be in operation for 10 whole years. So it's definitely a great mile marker there that we've achieved.
Well, considering what you and all of us, but especially restaurants, for example, have gone through, that is quite a milestone and marker and achievement, my friend.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it's been a pretty interesting 13 months. That's for darn sure. there's been a lot of change for the restaurant industry, and we've been hit pretty stinking hard.
You have been hit.
Emphasis on stinking.
Yeah. And thank you for using acceptable radio. Thank you for using acceptable radio terminology. It's been
absolutely
stinking hard.
Well, I'm trying to make it family friendly.
Well, you are, and we appreciate that. And speaking of family friendly, you, your family, whatever, you guys have been, even though this is the 10th anniversary of the Wooden Spoon in Brighton, you've been around the restaurant business for like 40 years, since you were a very young child.
Yeah, it's hard to believe. I'm only 52 as well. I started off washing dishes at age 12 for my summer jobs, and I just found that this was the industry that was just at my heartstrings. So I never left, and there's no regrets.
The degree from Schoolcraft's culinary program has been very useful to you.
It has. It was an incredible program. I graduated in 92, and I had an opportunity through Schoolcraft to compete in the Culinary Olympics in Germany. It was an incredible experience, and it's something I use on my daily thought processes.
Steve, tell us about the Wooden Spoon. What's the atmosphere? What's the vibe?
The atmosphere,
the mood,
and the food.
Exactly. I'd love to talk about the food always. The vibe is really kind of, it was an old Mexican restaurant, and I was like, okay, well, it has a lot of stucco, things of that nature. And so what we did is we made it more like a Napa feel to it. Mm. So it's very, very earthy. And so what we did is we took the cuisine and kind of try to match it up with that whole atmosphere. So we do a lot of continental style cuisine. You can get something Japanese, Russian, French, American. So with being a classically trained chef, I have a lot of influence on what's happening with the menu development.
Well, I'm looking at the menu here, at some of the stuff on the menu. Your signature mac and cheese. Anytime someone puts signature in front of a dish, and then that dish happens to be mac and cheese, it's got to be something extra special, along with the braised beef short ribs, the shrimp tostadas. It all sounds great, and it's all the outdoor seating, thanks to the good folks, Mike Fallahy and his team, at Mary Grove Awning.
It is. We'll go on the mac and cheese first. It is. It's a day one dish. From the first day we opened, I did a lot of research development on what would be the perfect mac and cheese, in my opinion. And it's pretty phenomenal. And to kind of piggyback off what you were saying about the Mary Grove Awnings, it's been a huge asset for us. We're a smaller restaurant. And so in the shoulder seasons, your spring, fall, you have sometimes inclement weather, and so we've used that awning for extra seating when there's overflow. And so it kind of sheltered from the elements.
Well, that became a godsend, especially enabling you to expand your seating capacity during the pandemic. That had to be very, very helpful. Your hours open Tuesday through Saturday. Are those still the accurate hours? Tuesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., closed Monday and Sunday?
Correct. You know, with being a restaurant guy, I like to make sure that everybody has an opportunity, particularly the employees, have the opportunity to spend time with their families. And for me, growing up in this industry, I didn't always have that. So when I opened up Wooden Spoon, I wanted to make sure, what was I missing part of my life going through the industry? And so there's nothing better than a Sunday off. And then Mondays, we've always been closed on Mondays. So we just added an extra day off.
Well, good for you.
Our hours of operation are Tuesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Closed Monday and Sunday. The Wooden Spoon offering live music in the evening, the food, something for everyone. You only serve Michigan beers like Founders Brewing, New Holland Brewing, Shorts, Witch's Hat, Arbor Brewing, Dark Horse, Eternity Brewing. You're a fine Michigan find. I think the strawberry basil lemonade with the Grey Goose sounds very good. Mm-hmm. And the Bohemian Rhapsody.
On a nice summer evening, there's nothing better than having that strawberry lemonade. You know, and what's really neat is at Wooden Spoon, you don't see this on most patios, but we actually have a kitchen on our patio. It's a manned kitchen, and we do a patio menu, we call it. And so you're going to get anything from Asian street noodles to salsa verde and chips. We do a little bit of mishmash. Our walleye tacos are pretty incredible.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. You know, Steve, you're finding when it comes to food, Dana and I could take the rest of the show talking about this, but unfortunately we can't. So, Dana,
no.
Tell our WJR listeners what they can get.
What you can win today is if you go to the Wooden Spoon, mention you heard it on WJR, mention Mary Grove. Now, Steve, you have to help me explain this because it looks like you are giving away your spoon-style tapas, but there's several different ones you can choose from. It says
correct.
A cheese board, chicken lettuce wraps, salmon nachos, mm-hmm. house smoke, fresh bread. This is a lot. Asiago stuff, gnocchi. Is that how you say it?
Gnocchi. And General Chow's. General Yonky. Chow's tofu.
Tofu.
Yeah.
So you pick from one of those?
Yep. And Mary Grove's going to pick up your small plate from us. I believe you said the first 25 callers.
Right.
Or the first
mm-hmm.
25 people that mm-hmm. come in and mention the ad.
Right.
And Mary Grove's going to pick it up for you.
Doesn't get any better than that. And
but you got to make sure you mention it. You heard it on WJR.
Mm-hmm. Well, mm-hmm. well done, Steve. Well done. All right. Thank you, Steve.
I'm going it's for your job, Paul.
Uh-oh.
Some mornings you won't have to work hard to get it, my friend, but not this morning. So Steve Pylon, owner of the Wooden Spoon in Brighton, 675 West Grand River. Get there, be one of the first 25 people to visit the Wooden Spoon. Mention you heard Mary Grove on WJR, and you got a goodie coming.